Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider, the old Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Well, we're entering the crazy season. It won't be long until 2016. And I think I'll just restrict myself to the right side of the ledger, the GOP, the grand old elephant. God knows how many Republican presidential aspirants we have at this point in time. Tonight, Monday night, April the 27th. But we must have well over two dozen and counting. I think by the end of the year, we may be up to as close as many as six. All that remains is, we're all waiting with a bated breath for Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, to throw his hat in the ring. Actually, I think Mike Huckabee will be the poster child, the poster boy of the GOP going into 2016. And we'll just call the GOP henceforth. They will be known not as the GOP. We'll just call them the Fuckabees. I think after the honorable ex-governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. We've already have Ted Cruz, the wing nut, par excellence, Rand Paul, Mr. Libtard, libertarian, who's pretty much doesn't believe in any form of government, unless it suits his purpose to get elected. We have Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, who is intent on crushing unions and imposing draconian unconstitutional voter ID laws, cutting back on school education. Chris Christie under a federal investigation for the closing of the George Washington Bridge, I believe in September of 2013 for 4 days. Who else do we have here? The cast of crazies. Oh, yes, Jeb Bush. No doubt he will be throwing his hat into the ring. And apparently he has a super PAC. They'll probably be able to raise more than $1 billion over the next 12 months, freeing him up to do nothing more than actually just press the flesh and meet and greet individual voters. The list goes on and on and on. We don't want to leave out anybody over on the top of my head. I know I've left out a few people. Marco Rubio. The GOP Tea Party favorite and senator, U.S. senator in Florida, who should have been for immigration. He is a immigrant or a direct result thereof himself, his parents. Came from Florida? No. He doesn't even have enough balls to stand up for his own kind. But, you know, the GOP, they don't have much intestinal or testicular fortitude. And that's how I'm sneezing, because every time I even think of GOP, if it's not the pollen, it's GOP. And that will make me automatically sneeze. We'll wrap this up, but as you can see, the cast of crazies of GOPers who want to run for the 2016 GOP nomination will be several dozen at the very least. None of them are qualified, and it is this announcer's view. Sometime next year, there may very well be a sleeper candidate with impeccable credentials that will somehow sneak into the GOP process and actually emerge, whether it's a mayor, a governor, a congressman, council member, or somebody just a wealthy independent individual with a wealth of public and civic knowledge. But surely the cast of characters that have come across the radar scope thus far on the Republican Party does not bode well for the GOP. And frankly, given the present circumstances, and if nothing else changes, Hillary Clinton should win and win going away November the 8th, 2016, and she will, in fact, take the oath of office on January 20th, 2017, and be the 45th president of the United States and the first woman president. So that's pretty much how I believe it will all come down, irregardless of what happens or does not happen with the Republicans. That's it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.